hit y'all on last knob. Smash with the elbow and crack in the glass jaw. You better knuckle up. Dream crusher coming out swinging. Open you up. Yeah, your luck is up. Cover up. I ain't nothing to mess with. Hear them scream. Oh no. Cause I'm blessed, kid.
So are our minds blown yet?
Oh, no, baby!
Oh, no, indeed.
Oh, no!
Oh, no, baby.
Coming in hard. Tonight.
Is that 3.0 version of the fucking theme song?
Hey, ladies and gentlemen. Woo. If you're a wrestling fan, you'll know exactly where that comes from.
God damn it.
But if there was ever a song that was made for us, it's this one. And get ready, because you're gonna be hearing a show tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, if this is your first time listening, my name is Owen, and I am the captain of this shit ship. And along with me tonight are the forgettable foursome themselves.
You.
It's Zach's birthday.
Hey, it is.
Ty's here as always.
Damn, Ty.
And and Tom decided to make his grand return.
I've been here the whole time. You just haven't noticed.
I've
been chilling behind the futon.
Brilli is back.
The Brilli is back. But more importantly, it's Zach's birthday.
Happy birthday, Zach.
Woo. Yeah, guys.
I did so much for my birthday.
Speech.
Fuck off with this speech. Just fucking do the show.
All right.
27 was a long year.
I love you guys.
That's good.
Very much.
No. It's good. I'm really happy that you decided to like not take the night off. I was half expecting.
Why would
I
not fucking do the show on my birthday? Dude?
I don't know, man.
This is one of my favorite things to do, dude.
Is that a pass? Do we get to call out on our birthdays?
I feel like special occasions. Cool. Like
Ty
birthdays,
was here on his birthday.
I'm gonna be here
on my birthday. Dude.
I got another 2 years before it's on my birthday, so fuck y'all.
Have you already looked it up?
I have.
What if that happens?
It is very odd that both Ty and my birthday landed on a show day.
That's the first time that's happened since you guys have been on the show.
But no, seriously, I wouldn't rather be anywhere else in the world than on the Oh No fucking radio show with you scumbags.
Damn right. Yeah. Aboard the shit ship.
So we need to honestly do a little recap with Brilli first off the bat.
What's going on with Brilli?
Yo, my friend.
He's got a new crib.
Yeah, man. I'm in a new crib. I am in like Flint. I'm in my place.
He rose from the ashes.
I built a lot of fucking IKEA furniture. My
fingers
bled. There were furniture fights.
Oh, you got mad, didn't you?
We broke up four times as we were moving in.
Yeah.
But I love my spot. I'm good, man. And like I told Ty, it's like normalcy is kind of back on the menu. So,
that's awesome.
Is it really?
Thanks for giving me 2 weeks off, guys.
It's getting there, though.
In all honesty, yes. Like I told Ty, like yesterday I got to like work in my office in my house, and I felt like, okay, it's a house. Yeah, okay.
It's real.
Yeah.
Is it home yet?
Yeah, I told Ty that. I think it's like, I could say it's a home, you know?
That's awesome.
A week ago it was like keys and empty house.
Yeah.
And but every now, fucking thing that had to get, you know, delivered and built and set up, and finally that's over, and now it's like, cool. Life goes on.
So what was the I mean, obviously, you know, for all the listeners that don't know, his house burnt down.
Right.
So you had to start from scratch. So like comparing to moving normally in a past life when you had a bunch of shit, what was like the difference? Was it weird like rebuilding, or was it cool? Like, I don't know.
Well, obviously the car trips or the trips to get stuff there were very minimal. I mean, it took us like 2 trips with the van to like actually get stuff there.
All right. My cell phone's still in my pocket. Okay. Got 4 t-shirts. I can put those in the closet, I guess.
A lot of it's boxes of shit that you haven't built yet or that you've ordered and it's just been sitting in boxes.
It has to have sort of been easier though than a regular move where you're moving awkward stuff, because at least it's in boxes. Like
all the really big stuff was, we had a furniture company deliver it, like, you know, the couch and our bed and our bedroom stuff. But like all like the other shit was all like IKEA and store-bought furniture.
Yeah.
But
yeah, yeah, yeah.
The amount of it and building it all, it's, you know, it's fucking daunting. You're just like, Jesus. Like, now I would wake up in the morning and be like, all right, well, I'm going to bang out this entertainment center. Then I could definitely get these two end tables.
What is Zach doing? Is Zach straight up just getting
hungry?
Yeah,
dude.
It's his
fuck
birthday.
Off. It's
he
my
can
birthday
do whatever
and I want
the fuck
snack.
He wants, bro.
Let Brilli tell his fucking story. Don't worry about me.
Just eating snacks on the show.
I love
now.
It, man.
It's my motherfucking birthday.
It's a birthday snack.
His mom did, in fairness, brought us a bunch of cookies and stuff.
Not my mom, my aunt.
Your aunt.
Shout out to the Millses, bro.
The Millses stopped by the show earlier. They brought some baked goods. And Zach can't help.
Yeah,
it.
Let me plug her really quick.
Yeah, go ahead, do some plugs.
KLM Cookie Company. Check her out on Instagram if you're into cookies and you want some very intricate, beautiful, fucking very decorative cookies for any sort of event. Check out KLM Cookie Company at Instagram.
And they came by the show tonight for Zach's birthday with Ono Radio Show
with the
branded
new logo.
With a new logo
that you guys haven't even seen yet.
Well, they've
it
sort of
pretty
that
awesome.
That we've teased.
We've teased.
But yes, no, it's the new logo on cookies. So you'll see pictures of that all over our social media.
I hope they taste good because they look amazing.
By the way, because it is Zach's birthday, we do need to open up the lines early just in case anybody does want to call and wish Zach
in.
A happy birthday. And you can do so at
321-332-0186.
Duncan in the chat says, trolling that Instagram right now.
Yeah, he's on there.
He's a troller.
Have fun, Duncan.
Well, he's a fat kid. He's going to love all the tasty looking snacks.
The minute you said cookies, he literally darted to the fucking
I'm going to
computer.
Eat all of that. Instagram, where are you?
Holla.
What was that? Yeah. And of course.
Hey, it's a guy.
Who it is?
No Duncan is calling song?
Hey, man, I don't have it prepared.
Duncan
is calling.
He's
Duncan
probably
is
calling.
He's Duncan is calling. High. He's probably high.
I was absolutely hitting the bong before.
Where are you in a fucking cave?
Yeah,
somewhere?
What?
On the moon, actually.
You were on the moon.
Are you in a fucking Howl's Cavern or some shit?
It could be.
Duncan, here's what I think is happening. Duncan is, for the first time, calling from his new studio setup.
Ooh,
and Duncan's been playing with his little Bane buttons.
Oh, he's got Bane?
Let's hear some Bane.
You got
Moon?
But do you have T-Pain?
Yeah, what do you got over there?
I don't know. Let's mess with it. Let's
go
see
ahead.
We got a flanger.
You
got
to wish Zach a happy birthday.
I will say happy birthday to...
No, I want it in a cool voice.
I don't want it in
Duncan's voice.
I want a cool
effect.
I want Bane happy
Bane.
Birthday.
Give us Bane.
In pain. I think all I've got is reverb.
All right, well, that's
okay,
good. That's
like
better.
That.
That's
give,
better.
Give us a monster truck happy birthday to Zach.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to wish a very happy birthday to our main man from the Marine Corps.
Yes! that was it?
That's good. All right.
You've started strong and finished very well.
It was the cutout.
You there, Dunk?
We had to cut out.
Sorry, I think that your effect actually fucked Skype in the ass right there.
Yeah, I think it scared it.
It scared
it. Well, thank you, Duncan, and happy birthday to you.
Why, thank you, Zach.
Whenever that day is.
It was in January, but it's okay.
Yeah.
Very, very belated.
And happy birthday, actually.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
While we're getting plugs out of the way, we have to say that Duncan has, like I said, started his new studio.
Congrats, Duncan.
Duncan is taking he missed us so much, he started his own podcast.
Are there cardboard cutouts of us all there, Duncan?
I mean, it's weird because they're all of you guys when you're sleeping.
Oh, cool. Awesome.
So
those are great.
I'm actually going to get my aunt to make cookies of our faces, and we'll send them to you. So
oh,
you
that's
can just
awesome.
Keep them,
I was
keep
just trolling
forever.
The Instagram profile there, and I was just like, damn, those cookies look fucking good.
They're delicious.
Cookies.
I believe it. They look delicious, and I can't wait to eat your all faces.
I'm gonna commission her to make some for you, and we'll send them out.
Tell us a little bit, though. Seriously, Duncan, tell us a little bit about your podcast. What are you doing?
Yeah, so it's me and a good buddy from my factory out here, Matthew, who is also a voice on Oh No Wrestling.
Yep. Yeah.
What is that?
That's actually the show that I am calling into right now.
No, you're not.
Are you trying to take over?
Wrong number. Hang on.
So we have started a podcast called Nobody Cares, Go Harder.
I like it.
You can find us at ncgh.podbean.com, also on iTunes. But yeah, it's
nobody cares. Go harder.
I love it.
Just look it up.
So how many episodes do you guys got going?
We just recorded our third episode last night. It should be up sometime today whenever Matthew gets done being a perfectionist and editing it.
Right on.
So we're trying to, what we're going to shoot for is recording and broadcasting immediately after Oh No Radio Show on Thursday.
Oh, that's a fucking
are we creating a lineup here?
We're the lead-in show, guys. We're the lead-in show.
Oh yeah, we're the morning show.
Okay, so you're like the Jimmy, you're like our Jimmy Fallon, more or less.
No, he's more like
not Jimmy Fallon. I'm sorry. Who's the Late Late Show? Late Late Show is
But no, you tune into the network on Thursdays.
There you go. Yeah,
you know you're gonna have some programming evenings.
It's like
it's like Oh No Empire.
Yeah, that's right.
It's what we're going for.
Well, that's awesome, Duncan. Man,
congrats, man, and the best of luck on the venture. Sounds awesome.
I look forward to listening to it.
And also, you know, it's been a long time since I've called in. Since I really haven't had anything to say, I've just been working and smoking all the weed that Denver can offer.
Yeah, all the weeds,
all of it. All of it. And I mean, judging by the like 12 grams of hash I have in front of me, no end in sight. So
he's buying hash at like $8 a gram and shit. Like
No, it's $18 a gram.
Ooh.
But with my employee discount and the fact that I had a full punch card, I walked out with 4 grams of wax and a gram of shatter for $9.
All right, so let me ask you.
That is a bargain.
Let me ask you, Duncan. Real talk.
Yeah.
You know, your profession. What's the biggest perk? Is it the discount or is it just being in the industry?
The discount is pretty rad. Just having my credentials to be in the industry, like, dude, there's so many perks that you get. They have industry appreciation nights.
You're like VIP when it comes to cannabis.
Yeah, pretty much. I tried to be. I was always that in my head, but
now you're legitimate.
Yeah, now he has the card.
He has the card to prove it.
Exactly. So it's and I got a desk. I'm working on them getting me business cards made that just say potency analyzer.
Nice.
And so things in Colorado are going quite well.
Things are going well out here. We ain't scared.
But you're coming to the O-Town soon, huh?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, we are 20 days away, my friends.
The countdown begins.
The countdown has long begun. And in 21 days from today, I will be sitting somewhere in that studio.
Yes, he will.
Oh, yeah. Not in my seat, right?
Oh, man.
I mean, because I sit in Duncan's old
seat. Realistically, Duncan has to take the closet.
All right, I'll respect that. I respect Duncan.
Duncan
he
has
to take the closet.
No, Duncan's the guest.
And if Matthew's with me, Matthew, like,
no,
that's
I would gladly give.
I feel like Matthew may have to get in the closet. Matthew. Duncan, Matthew, you can sit your ass right between us.
I feel like Duncan gets my seat. He's the OG. Oh no,
no,
Owen.
No, that's. You.
I've got it figured out in my head. Don't you worry. I know how I'm gonna set it up.
Captain knows how the ship is.
I know how it's gonna sail. They tell him, Duncan. They don't respect.
I'm just saying, if Duncan wants his old chair, his old spot, then I will grant that to him because he's the OG.
All right, fair enough.
And that's a birthday wish, so fuck you, Owen.
I don't trust anything that Zach says right now because he's hammered.
I love it, man.
It's my birthday.
It's his birthday.
You.
Has every right to be.
He is right so to be drunk.
I am so team Zach right now. Fuck you, Owen.
Cheers to that.
Cheers.
The only person I like right
you know
now
what?
Is Tom.
You know
Duncan.
What? You know
and
what?
Ty.
I was gonna save it, but Duncan, while you're still on the line, I'm gonna have to play something.
Oh shit!
Every time we have a birthday, we gotta have a birthday song.
Yes.
And so this is Zach's. You can hang on the line for this, Duncan.
Get it.
You're going to like this.
Yes.
Zach. Happy birthday.
Yes.
Zach. Happy birthday.
Yes. Oh, that is badass, bro.
Dreamers. Piñata. Happy
birthday.
Happy fucking birthday, Zach.
You like Jam, Zach? That's your birthday song.
Dude, I'm probably going to play that for a week straight, dude.
I feel like that should be on repeat all weekend for you, dude.
Yeah.
What did you think of that, Duncan? Aren't you proud of me?
Duncan.
Oh, no. Sorry.
You there?
I'm here.
No, that was my bad. That was my bad.
Oh, I was muted, wasn't I?
Yeah, you were.
That was purposeful.
Sure. How rude of you, Owen.
Oh, well. Oh,
no, he needed
don't
to.
Don't fucking mute Duncan on my birthday, bro. Any other day?
Any other day?
Maybe.
Any other day?
Any other.
Shit, you, Zach. You're good, dude. I don't care what Owen says about you.
All right. Well, Dunks, I am going to let you go.
All right, I'm going to be listening all the way up until my meeting.
Yeah,
you
man.
Hey, later, Dunks.
See you all.
You're going to like something.
All the love, Duncan.
You're going to like something in clips because it's very, very metal.
Oh,
so if you make it that far, then you're just saying, giving you some metal, what's the word when you announce something in like a movie, like, and like,
yes,
stay with
fuck
me here. You know what I'm saying? It's foreshadowing.
Foreshadowing.
Yeah, that was a
I there totally knew it. Words. Figured it out for you.
Thank you.
That was some fun trades.
Yeah.
Hey, on a birthday episode, there's games, right?
Duncan, we'll see you next week, all right?
Absolutely. Talk to you soon.
Later, bro.
It's actually not next week that he's in town, but it's soon. It's soon. And anybody out there, by the way, if you do want to call, like Duncan just did, you can do so at
321-332-01-01-86-16.
We already did it once, so we don't have to do it again. They'll get it. They'll figure
clips.
It out. Clips. Now, I did something very odd this week. Not odd. For me, I've been trying to get out a little bit more because you know how much of a homebody I am.
Sure.
So I get the random couple guys at work, and we've done it a few times. I'll go out and I'll have like a few drinks at a bar, and this particular bar I've been going to is near my work. It's actually the bar that I left when I got my DUI back in 2008.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, it was 08 or 09.
It's almost 10 years ago.
Yeah, it's very close to... It is.
When's is that the last time you visited that bar?
I went back a couple times. I've always had a soft spot for it, but I was never like going there on
Can we name the bar?
Yeah, it's Riley's Lantern Pub.
I drive bar.
Riley's.
Riley's.
They have bands there every now and
then. Yeah, they have bands there. It's a smoking bar. It is the dingiest.
It's the best bar in that area.
It's a dive
as
bar.
Far
it's as
like
dive as dive bars
is it not
get.
British as well?
No, it's. No? I think it originated. It was an Irish pub originally with Riley's.
Gotcha.
But it was. It's since been kind of taken over by the younger crowd. Like it's not really an Irish pub anymore. Like it's a dirt bar, man. Like it's a gross, smoky dirt bar.
Nice.
It's where the construction workers go after work. It's where
it's
dark.
That's the kind of bar I'd want to be at.
There's a jukebox. There's a back door entrance.
It's an after work bar.
It's an after work bar. And that's I've gone there a couple of times.
You're not going there to get laid. You're going there to get a drink.
I'm gonna be honest with you here. Because of the job that I have, where I sit in front of a computer half the day, and I have to wear the same thing all day, like every day, you know, all the time. I have my wardrobe
you
that
do
I have
the
to
same
wear.
Shit every day.
I wear a pair of jeans that I wear to work. I usually can make them last for a week.
A week.
And
so there's no sweating in your job.
No, like not right now. Not this time of year. Not this time of year.
Well, it's getting
like I do
time.
Have to go outside. I do have to walk at times, but it's not like. Right, it's not terrible. It's not terrible right now.
We're
on
is
the
looming.
Yeah, we're on the.
It
cusp.
Is upon us.
Yeah. And those, I'll go to like okay, I'll do two pairs of jeans in the week. I'll switch them halfway through. But I'm getting more than one day out of a pair of jeans, right? You don't think that's crazy? You understand what I'm saying? I felt that. I just forgot. I meant after went to this bar, got a little tipsy, not too bad, but smoke heavy like inside for a few hours. Come home, forget, and the next day I'm like all day, like what is the fucking I wore the same jeans that I went to work the next day.
Oh yeah.
Does that you can tell, right, if you're next to that person?
Like, you can smell it. Like,
oh yeah, dude.
It's apparent. Cuz smoke has a smell and beer and booze has a smell and it sticks to your clothes.
Yeah, yeah, it's totally not going anywhere if you're not washing it. See, I'm lucky because I work a corporate gig. So I literally have two outfits that I wear 5 days a week. So like 3 days and 2 days. But I don't sweat, so I can just wear the same thing. Who am I trying to impress? I still look good.
Right.
But it's the same shit. I wear the same shit. Two outfits a week. That's all I need.
No, that makes sense.
But when it comes to your job, if you're sweating, dude, you got to change it up.
No. And I in the summers, I definitely do. But for right now, it's not. Yeah. Here's where I'm just a complete scumbag.
Well, this is just one example.
I do it sort of by accident the following day. So Tuesday night, I went to the bar. Wednesday, I wear the same pair of clothes. I kind of feel like a dirtbag all day on Wednesday because I'm wearing all my...
Were you hungover?
I smell myself. I know I was a little hungover.
Yeah, so that just increases
It just increases all the dirtbagginess.
Because now you just don't smell and look like it. Your face shows it.
It looks like I came from the bar, like in a way. Like you were at the bar and you came from... I smell like the bar. I smell like... It's not just like... You know, you're a smoker and that smell, because that's like a little less invasive. It's like, no, you've bathed in smoke for 4 hours. Yeah. You've taken these clothes, bathed them.
The whole park can smell you.
Like, and it's just my jeans. I got clean shirt.
You're a fucking scumbag, dude.
So I'm Jesus. Stinking. I'm
get
stinking
your,
up.
Get your shit together.
But then I come home and I decide today, I'm like, well, one more day. What am I going to change my jeans for?
Oh, my God.
One?
You're pushing.
I said, fuck it. You're pushing the limits. I completely
understand that rationale.
Because they had aired out a little bit more.
Did you spray some Febreze on
I did. There was Febreze.
I know it.
Yeah.
Had to.
Yeah.
That's the last ditch effort of I don't give a fuck, but I'm still kind of trying.
That is such a college move, dude.
you guys don't do that? You guys. The last time you did that,
30-year-old still spraying.
No, I do my laundry. It's badass.
Nah, it's whatever, man. Like
you're owning it. Whatever.
I didn't want to fucking use a new fresh pair of jeans.
And if I know anything about you, I know you don't give a fuck about what people think at work.
No.
Like you're doing your job and you do it well. So
exactly.
If I stink a little bit, fuck off. I'm still running the show.
That's kind of what I do.
And you're also not, from what I gather, you're not working in like with a bunch of people, right? Aren't you kind of isolated?
There are times that it goes either way. I mean, at times I'm completely isolated and at times I'm around a lot of people, but
I just feel that one time in our lifetime, we've all stunk in a situation and you just got to give somebody that. It's okay.
Today, though, I knew it was going to be like an isolated situation all day. And that's where I made the decision. It was like, if I had to be around a lot of people today, I would have actually switched my pants out. But because I knew I was more or less just on my own.
Good on you. Yeah.
I decided that fuck it.
Yeah.
Like one more day, just power through.
Now
I got one less thing to watch.
I'm right there with you, Holmes.
Yeah.
I already done the exact same thing.
So I'm not completely off the rails there. All right.
So we discussed my whole family rolling through earlier. And
a little bit.
Apparently they're listening. I told them to call in, but still waiting on that call, so fucking call in.
Yeah, they won't. No, they won't.
Now that you called them out and scared them.
Jeez.
Was I intimidating?
No, but who wants to call into this show?
Oh, I just got the note. I just got that Kelly and Russ Mills like our page, though.
Yeah.
They hit my phone.
Man, we're famous now.
No, dude, they're going to make us.
They got some monies.
I want them to adopt us all.
Dude, I told Zach's mom that the other night. I told him, like, hey, you know, you're, like, the best mom ever.
Happening.
I want to be like, could you be my Florida mom?
I was texting with Zach's mom all week to, like, have him, like, stop by. And, like, it was her idea. And she's texting me all week. Like, she got a hold of me on Instagram Messenger.
The social media.
Yeah. And then I gave her my number. And so I got your mom's, you know, digits now.
You already have a thing for her. It's cool.
Yeah,
dude.
It's cool. Yeah. I mean, she's cute. Whatever. And so, I got her number, and then we started texting back and forth. And I didn't actually know that it was your birthday on the day of the show until
I told
she
you
said
that
it. I had forgotten it.
No, I would have forgot too.
And so that's that, you know, we worked on the whole thing. We got cupcakes cookies.
You're
delivered.
Fucking the whole story up. There was no cupcakes involved.
Zach's dad was bringing us beer. We all
some
had
really good
some
beer
good
at that.
Beer.
That beer.
Thank
was
you for that
very
beer, by
good.
The way.
Yeah, Tiki Rich.
Tiki Rich.
Check him out at Tiki Rich, Tiki fucking Rich Instagram. He doesn't make tikis yet.
Oh, man, just going to give out your parents, all your parents' Instagrams
now. I'm promoting
them, dude. Promoting your dad.
KLM cookies.
The Millses know what's up, bro. I want an episode where
they're
it's just
people,
all of Zach's family.
I said
here
I
in the studio,
yeah,
live show.
I want to get them all in here.
In that texting exchange that I had with your mom, one of the things I said is like, "Oh, you know, my parents are moving back to the UK.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna need you to adopt me now as your surrogate, you know, son." She was like,
"Fuck no,
nah, she don't need
you're
no
way
Brit.
Too ugly for this
yeah,
family.
She don't need no Brit in the family."
She said Zach keeps it up. I might trade you for him.
What?
Yeah,
I completely understand that. Yeah.
That'd be like trading in a Land Rover for the Battle Hatch.
Hey,
which speaking of the Battle Hatch, I see it every day of my life.
I know. You said that. How weird is it that it stays in the zeitgeist?
It's
of
so
all.
Fucking weird. Like all the stickers are still on it.
Ew.
I was so confused the first time I saw it. I was like, because I forgot. Like when I first saw it, I immediately forgot that you sold
my
it.
Old car.
I thought you
to
were
a guy,
I
to
thought,
a friend who
I,
live happens to how,
right.
how
I thought you were at my
what?
Apartments.
You don't who know about this?
But so my question is how much does that person hate the other person that they bought your car for them?
Oh, for? Well it's you know, it's, like, it's no, it's my okay, we got a call.
Who that? Reel it in, dude. 352 that this might be.
You're on the Ono Radio Show. Who's calling?
Hey, this is Russ Mills. Is this Domino's Pizza?
Hey. Yeah.
What's up, Russ? What kind of pizza
Somebody
you want?
Somebody just called me out on the radio. I just had to call in.
See? Yeah, you don't think people are listening, Zach? You put your feet in your mouth. Zach.
This is Russ Mills. What kind of pizza you want, sir?
Pineapple.
While you're on
it took me 30 minutes to find you guys online. I'm just such an idiot.
No, we're off. Yeah. We're actually awful at the way we have things organized as well. So it's partly our fault.
We hide.
So who called you out?
You did.
I called you out?
You did.
What'd I say?
You said that nobody would call you.
Yeah.
He just called your bluff.
Everybody.
Zach.
All right, we called my bluff. Congrats.
This is Zach's uncle calling.
Yeah, who was here earlier.
Who was here earlier at the house.
Zach's uncle. Can you tell us one of the most embarrassing young Zach stories for his birthday?
That's exactly what I was going to ask.
Come on, uncle.
Just tell an old story of me.
Tell him a great Zach story. You got a quick one?
Daytona Bike Week. let me think. I can't remember the year now. He just got out of service.
Okay.
It's not too long ago, yeah.
21?
No, I was 23.
So him and his service buddy are walking back to the Main Street, and he texts his father, which I'm standing next to, that he just lost his friend. I'm like, what? He got ran over by a car? What happened? He's like, no. He turned around, he was gone. And so Zach shows up, and he's like, I don't know. He just disappeared. Like, he just disappeared. And about 45 minutes later, he comes walking up. Like, where the hell are you? Where the hell did you go?
Was that the story? Hey, that was a horrible story. Tell the story, Uncle. Tell the story about how I pissed in your bed that one time.
Oh, we got to hear this one, Uncle.
Well, I thought he was going to tell you.
Yeah. So same night.
Same night. This is the same night.
Same night.
Same night. And I'm like, what the hell? I'm waking up.
We're in a hotel room.
Up, my feet, and somebody's pissing on my feet, and it's drunk Zach pissing on the bottom of the bed.
You're pissing on his feet?
Okay, all right. Let me tell a story.
Almost punched him in the junk.
I think it merited that.
You were that fucked up though. You woke up and
this is the story. So it was bike week. It was me, my dad, and my uncle Russ, who you're hearing from now, uh-huh. and then my buddy Nelson. You guys, you
know Nelson.
Yeah,
I know Nelson.
So it was my birthday too. That's what's funny about this. We went out to bike week to meet up with them. My uncle and my dad both have Harleys, so they were out there partying, and they had a hotel room, but we weren't trying to pay for one, so we just slept on the floor of theirs. Well, long story short, in the middle of the night, I was blacked out drunk. I was fucking shit-faced. I don't remember any of this, but apparently I woke up because I was sleeping on the floor, and my uncle had one bed and my dad had one bed. It was a double bedroom, and I just started pissing onto my uncle, thinking it was the bathroom. I don't know. I just started pissing onto my uncle's bed, like at the feet of, at the foot of his bed, and then thank you, uncle, for not whooping my ass. Instead, he just climbed in the bed with my dad and his brother, and I woke up that morning laying in that bed in my piss, like, what the fuck happened?
Nice.
Yeah.
Good God.
So well, story, bro.
Yeah, what a good nephew you have there, Russ.
But thanks for calling in, uncle. What are you guys doing?
Yeah, what are you guys doing?
Yeah, happy birthday, Zach.
All right. Hey, happy birthday, Zach. Yeah, exactly.
We
got
to get back to the show. Thank you for calling in.
Thanks
though.
For
I
calling
love
in.
Love the Millses.
Oh, they're the best. See, I want.
It should be a prerequisite. We get one Mills call a show.
No.
Oh, I'm going to work on it. I'm going to get his mom. I'm going to start calling his mom.
I want his mom to do a segment on
so
the show.
Fast.
I'm going to call his mom on every show.
We should call my mom.
You want to call your mom right now?
She was there.
Okay. All right, you want the number?
We can call your mom.
Yeah, let's talk to my mom.
All right.
Okay. Wait. You think she has a really cool Zach story?
Yeah. It's my mom. She has a bunch
Just show me the number.
407.
I want to know. No. You don't want to give the number out. I actually have your mom's number. Don't worry about it.
Whoa.
No, remember? Yeah, I got your mom's number.
Damn. Shit's going down.
Going
I'm so sorry, listeners, but it's my fucking birthday and I'm drinking.
No. I think it's a good idea.
Let me talk to my family. Y'all want to hear from my fans.
Yes, we do.
I think this is great. I want
to. She better fucking answer because mom. She's probably. Hopefully, she's still listening. Answer, mom. Tell some stories. Don't embarrass me too much.
Do it. Embarrass him. Embarrass him.
You got it right. Damn it! That is my mom's number.
Here we go.
Oh, and no, it's my mom's number.
That's an unsettling feeling.
Answer, ma.
All right, hang on.
Call.
There we go.
Beep, boop, boop, all right, we're boop, calling.
It's your birthday call.
Oh, it doesn't want to do it.
She said no.
Nah,
she declined your call.
It might be a Skype thing.
Yeah, it's good.
It's probably a Skype thing.
Drunk birthday calls.
We'll see.
This segment.
Yeah.
Beep, beep, boop, 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 boop.
Call whoever you want on your birthday.
I don't know.
Come on.
It's not working. You can tell your mom to call in, maybe.
Yeah.
At 321-332-0186.
Maybe a second segment or something. I'll text her now. But
mom.
Yeah, she can call in second segment. It's actually about time that we do that part of the show that everybody loves and everybody needs to see. And here.
Clips. Clips. You know you want them, baby. You know we got them, baby. You know you want them, baby. You know we got them, baby. Clips. You know we got them, baby. Clips.
Ooh, I like that. You should just add that to the real version of the song.
I think that was a Ty thing originally. Ty started doing that, and I just copied him.
That did happen.
This week, I've been saving a couple, and I was actually waiting for Tom to get back for one in particular.
Awesome. Thank you for waiting.
Yeah.
I've missed clips.
This is one of yours that you pulled.
What do we got?
It's actually pretty hilarious. This is a 1990s UCF. Okay? This is the University of Central Florida in 1990. This is a bunch of frat boys that made a video of
I'm already getting douche chills.
Tell me of they're rapping.
It's the frat games.
Oh, God.
Tom, do you remember sending this to me? Have you forgotten
I'm now
already?
Flashing back to that. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
What are your feelings now as you are about to risk life and limbs?
So this is like almost like a student media type report or maybe. I think that's where it is. It's like the frat games, the frat Olympics.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
This is UCF local.
UCF local, right down the street.
Local baby.
The year is 1990.
Great year.
Kappa Sigma Greek Week Games.
Yeah, baby.
That's what it is.
Okay, Mr. Morton, what are your feelings now as you are about to risk life and limbs for your fraternity?
Fear.
Oh, yeah.
Haze him. No, no hazing yet.
Look at these guys. Oh, they got to take a canoe out into the lake.
And then haze each other.
Look at this. They're not allowed oars. Let's go, man. Let's go, man. The guys on the shore cheering them on.
I love the use of Phil Collins.
Phil Collins. Oh, yeah.
Dude.
This is so heterosexual right now. They are... Okay, can we describe what they're doing? They're
like paddling a canoe, but not with paddles. With their hands.
Their hands.
And they're all shirtless, and they look like they're fucking 15.
And they're doing like...
All of those things are correct, Zach.
They're doing face to ass.
Yeah,
on their,
what the fuck?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
They found the perfect technique. It's human centipede is what we call that. Ty, reverse human centipede.
Ty, you throw this link up in the chat.
I did.
It's up on Twitter as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, check this out on Twitter or
it's incredible.
Chat. They're literally ass to
all right.
Face.
Now they're going to show like the
are
cool.
Are they going to butt chug?
They're going to do the cool party guy segment here. This guy's really
this.
Into the games.
Party
you
hard?
You're going to ride over here. On this narrow wooden strip, you're going to place your
it's
your posterior.
I love that he's drinking a Bud. Is that a Budweiser?
Yeah, it's an old. Listen to what this guy says. Listen to what this chick says and what this guy says.
What year is this?
1990. Listen to what they say. Listen to what they say. Shh.
You're going to place your
it's what
posterior.
It's what Brotherhood and Budweiser is all about.
Is it comfortable?
I like him.
You gotta see
he's chugging his beer.
I can't feel anything right now.
What? Yes. That is a sound clip. A cut. I can't feel anything right now.
It's so 90s. What I'm confused by, too, is that when was Phil Collins considered cool? Like, never, was he
not
was
in the 90s?
Cool? Like,
yeah, I guess frat that. Boys think Phil Collins is
no,
cool in the 90s.
I always thought it was dad rock from the get-go. Like, I didn't realize,
no,
like...
it's not like... Genesis. Yeah, that was never frat boy music.
Like Phil Collins exploded in, like, mid
you.
To late 80s.
Do we have a call?
I think we have a call.
Oh, I hope it's Phil Collins.
Oh, shit. Who
is this Phil Collins?
Phil.
Hello?
Yeah, oh, it's Zach's mom.
Hey. What's up, mommy?
Mama Mills.
Hello, everyone.
Yeah, Zach wanted us to call you.
Mom, how do you feel about Phil Collins? Are you a fan?
Yes, I'm a fan.
Awesome.
Was he ever like? Up. Was he ever super cool? Like, was he like a cool guy, or was he always sort of like a nerd cool guy?
I think he was always a nerd cool guy.
All right. So
I don't remember him being cool.
My mom was way cooler.
That's
than Phil Collins.
What did you?
I was more like into Billy Idol.
Hell yeah!
Yeah. My mom knows music
and all the punk bands, Adam Ant.
I wouldn't call them punk.
No, you were like
new wave.
Adam Ant had like a lot of that new wave stuff.
Oh,
that,
yeah,
totally. Like,
you probably like
a lot of the same music that I listen
mom,
to. Actually,
mom. All right, so we're going back to this time. Mom, tell me like about the 80s. Tell me what you wore. Like, tell me what your style was. What'd you do? What'd you do for fun?
What did I do for fun? You know, first my style was the whole. Hair in the face, short in the back, long in the front.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
My mom looked good.
I did the old vintage clothing, the men's shirts.
Did you go roller? I bet you went roller skating. Did you go roller skating?
I went roller skating probably early on.
Yeah, she wasn't 11, Owen.
No. That was like a thing.
That was more 70s though, right?
Roller skating was more like middle school.
Yeah. All right.
Like Bay City Rollers and stuff.
So what did you do? What as a teenager,
a lot of roller skating
date. What, at, going to Evans High School, what did you do
right?
In Pine Hills? What did you do for fun?
Was it gangster back then?
No, it was white.
No, not well.
We did a lot of slam dancing.
We would go to clubs. Like there was some clubs around I would go to. There was Electric Avenue downtown. That was like a hip club.
You want to go down to
Taj was a cool club.
Electric Avenue was the name of a club downtown?
I would rock it there. That sounds pretty awesome.
It was the name of a club downtown, yep.
What year are we talking? 84, 82?
85, 86.
Electric
Avenue. Oh, damn, like right before I was born. You were growing up.
Rock on to Electric Avenue.
Where do you think you were conceived? You were conceived.
Yeah, so let's talk about that. Like,
yeah,
what kind of music was going on during that time? Like, what was the vibe?
That's,
I think, no, I want to know. Okay.
No, no, no.
It's
enough
this.
About what you want to know.
No,
it's
where was I conceived, Mom and Dad? Where,
you can't ask your parents where you were conceived. Okay, they don't know this.
Zach, you're drawing a major line right now.
Yeah. Am I? I feel like I should know.
Okay, okay, okay. Best guess, though. Let's do best guess.
No.
No, you're not going to announce that?
Back
that's
before,
fucked up.
That means they know and it's a really fucked up place.
Yeah,
that's,
they were doing it dirty.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah.
That's
it's like the flea
like
market or some
not
shit.
Not even my dad or something.
Oh, we gotta ask, most embarrassing Zach story for his
yes,
birthday.
Yes, exactly. Screw all the stories about you. I want to learn about you on a different date. It's Zach's birthday. We've got to embarrass him.
Come on. Best story.
You know what? I was listening and I heard you talking about it, but I have a hard time
cool.
Because I, you know, being the mom, I only see all the awesome things. So I can't think of very many.
You're nothing.
That's pretty
funny. Oh, so you're nothing like my mom then.
I mean, you know, I did enjoy the phone call when he was in photography class from the teacher at high school that said, "Hey, I just want to let you know your son went to the dark room and he never came back."
True story.
What were you doing in the dark room?
What was going on there, Zach?
I was making out with a girl and then we went to my parents' house.
Oh snap.
You should have been.
They don't know that.
Okay. All right. I got one more question and we'll let these lovely two off the line here.
Thank you for calling him.
Have you ever caught Zach doing the dirty?
Not in the action of,
but you've heard it though.
In the aftermath.
Ooh, okay.
you've never heard it?
No.
Now he's embarrassed. Now he's embarrassed.
I am. I'm like, the amount of sex I had in high school, I figured you would have heard it at least once.
I don't want to hear it.
I've
actually gotten up in the morning and then walked back in and told Kim, "Hey, can you go cover that girl up, please?"
Oh.
Yes, that has happened.
Dad, you liked it.
Oh,
you
wow.
like seeing that?
Oh, stop!
Oh my God!
God damn it! Why is my family not as cool as yours, guys? Seriously, thank you so much for calling.
I love you so much.
Yeah,
and thank you for stopping by tonight. You're as family as it gets to me. So I hope to invade your family and come to the next tiki party. We'll all see you there. Ono Radio Show invades
we'll
the mills.
There.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I can't wait. You are welcome anytime, everyone. Oh,
thanks.
Guys,
thank you so much.
You.
Thanks, Mom, too.
Okay.
Love
Bye.
Your mom.
Bye.
Love
Bye.
Your dad.
Bye.
See, that's why you needed her number. She's
birthday
your new mom.
Episode.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Hells yeah, dude.
Birthday episode.
Y'all making me all happy and shit.
I know, right?
Y'all making me all happy on my birthday and shit. All
right. Let's watch some more. Let's watch more frat guys do frat things.
Frat.
More Phil.
More Phil.
I know they do. And I will do my best to keep the audience happy.
Even if it costs.
This guy's a showman.
Do you trust the engineering of this vehicle?
No.
They did rickshaw races, I guess?
It's rickshaw.
Oh. The fucking pledges have to pull them around. It's horrible.
Fuck it.
That thing didn't want to go. It's like, go! And then it didn't want to stop.
Bill, what did you do to train for this?
Ate lots of food all week and went to bed at 10 o'clock last night.
Good job, guy.
Wow, was just everybody in the 90s dumb, or was it just, I don't know, UCF? I don't know, it stands for much prestige.
I don't know, yeah. Represent UCF.
UCF's still dumb, I'm just letting you know.
Local homeboys.
I guess they could
be listening.
I feel like the douchery is still around.
It's fast forward. Look at these guys.
Oh, God.
Look at these guys.
That was bad news. I knew it was in trouble when we started singing. I like to teach the... And they started screaming at us. That sucked.
All right, now what do you say about the other sororities?
Nothing. Nothing.
Look at that 90s hair.
They only talk about us because they're pissed off because they didn't do shit for Anchor Splash and they expected to win something.
Okay. This bitch is... Wow.
Girl.
Now we got the sororities in the mix.
Now we got... All right. Check this.
I'm sorority sisters.
Now, what do you say about the other sororities?
No, nothing. Nothing.
They only talked about us
because they're pissed off because they didn't do shit for Anchor Splash and they expected to win something.
Oh, shit.
So what do we learn from all this?
We learned that Cap 6 are very immature.
We're immature.
Oh, call them immature.
Man.
This is.
But guess what? They're all going to go drink that punch and pass out and wake up on a park bench tomorrow.
They're all fucking tonight. That's that is definitely happening.
Yeah.
We'll stick with the 90s a little bit. I didn't know that Michael Jackson did a song with Eddie Murphy. Like, are you guys familiar? I did not know about this one. Maybe it slipped through my thing.
I've never heard
it. It's shit, but it's an Eddie Murphy song with Michael Jackson.
Wait, it featuring Michael Jackson?
Yeah.
That's odd.
Eddie Murphy featuring Michael Jackson.
Drop it.
That's Eddie?
That's Eddie.
What the fuck? They just tried everything they could to make money at this time. I'm trying to be Prince. Isn't that a Prince voice?
There's Michael.
It's a something.
It's white
voice.
Michael too. It's.
Oh yeah, Michael's in it too. Yeah.
White Michael.
He's pretty white.
Michael.
Michael,
it's so funny because you look
I've
at
you. Never heard that
because what?
I don't think anyone's ever said that.
White Michael,
Michael,
oh Michael,
Michael.
Has anyone ever said Michael?
Maybe I'm not. Branding Michael.
Yeah, I think you just coined.
I just think I just coined.
It's
a
so
phrase.
Funny that they made this back then, and they were like, "This technology is so great." It's like a horrible YouTube video. Now.
It looks like a Windows 95 screensaver. It's so is what horrible. It looks like to me. The whole music video.
That somehow cost $1 million.
It must have been around the time of Michael's Dangerous album, I think.
Yeah.
So, like, 93, 94, I want to say, in that range, right? Somewhere in there?
Yeah, it was definitely in that time period.
But I guess that's one of those weird things that slipped through. It's what's up with you.
This
what's
is so
up with
bad,
you?
Though. I don't want to hear
yeah, it's
anymore.
It's terrible.
Of it.
It's not good.
It yeah,
it's not good, but I just didn't know it existed.
Yeah, just
had to throw it out there.
So what's up fucking, with you? Eddie Murphy did a song featuring Michael Jackson. That's so ass backwards.
Now we're going to get into the real nuts and bolts of clips this week.
Oh, wow.
They're all audio clips, and I found a band called Hatebeak.
Hatebeak.
They're
Hatebeak.
They have two incarnations. They have Hatebeak and Caninus.
Caninus?
Yeah. Hatebeak is their first project. It's the same guys that are in both bands. And their lead singer is a parrot. And it's here is their first track called Seven Perches.
I hate this show.
You won't probably find you might not find this on the thing.
Okay, cool.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a parrot?
Yeah. So fucking angry.
Hatebeak.
Yes. So it's just recorded and they're speeding it up, right?
Oh no, it's performing, man.
Fuck you. Stupid. Hate it.
That parrot is metal.
I thought the first clip sucked. This is even worse.
All right. Here's another one of their songs.
It's my birthday. I feel
the
like
thing that
if I don't
should
like
not
clip,
be.
You need to turn it off. No, yeah. I hate it. What is that? Nokia phone? Turn this shit off, dude. Oh my god.
It's the album.
All right.
All right.
That's odd.
Well, I'm calling clips, dude. It's my birthday, dude. You. That's it. You can't fucking play that bullshit, dude.
Still my show. I'll move on.
Hatebeak reign supreme.
I'll move on with how would you say it? Caninus, like canine, you know, canus,
canininus,
something like that.
How is this?
Canininus.
So they replaced the lead singer that was the bird with a dog.
Oh, that's even better.
Yes. Yeah. They actually punk rock. But now a guy yelling the same thing the dog saying.
Yes.
Yeah. I never heard a dog make that noise. That's a dragon, that ain't a dog.
Do people actually go to these shows?
Oh, they don't tour for animal cruelty reasons. This one's called Brindle Brickheads. Yep, so that's those
that
guys.
That is some baller shit.
So that's those guys.
I hate them.
We have one clip left for this
Uno
week.
Uno Mas.
We have Uno Mas.
One clip.
Guys, I don't know if you're familiar with this, but you know how the Japanese tend to just like do a lot of weird things.
They do.
Sometimes, yeah.
This is one of those weird things I discovered. It's hang on here. Nakizumo. Ooh. Nakizumo.
Yeah,
it's a
I know what that means.
400-year-old. Do you know what this is?
No.
Okay.
Sarcasm.
All right. Didn't catch it. It's a 400-year-old tradition where parents hand over their kids to burly sumo wrestlers for the sake of the little one's health. It's
this sounds horrible.
It's basically they're trying to scare off the demons.
The sumo wrestlers are?
Yeah, the sumo wrestlers are, and they have to make
wait,
the wrestlers
the baby
along with the referee try and make the babies cry. The one who cries first wins. Then they have like judges for it, and then they have guys with devil masks that come out. It's
so
like
is it just certain babies or all babies?
I think anybody that wants to take
that wants to get rid of the demon, their baby demon babies.
Look at this.
Scare that demon.
It like supposed to ward off like
Sumo
the evil spirits.
So funny looking. They
look
have
at those babies.
They're
demons.
Big as shit.
Demon babies.
Like the sumo wrestlers have the same face as the baby.
They do.
They could be twins.
So they get like blessings if they do this. They believe, you know, if they let them do it. They get blessings for it, and they like look. There's like a monkey guy,
a monkey guy.
That's what I meant. So yeah, they hand him over to the sumo wrestlers here.
Nakizumo goes.
It's an
back
old
over
tradition. It's like
years.
A thing they do.
Yeah, that's everything in Western culture. It's old tradition.
Is he singing to a shell?
Is he gonna sumo wrestle the baby?
That'd be awesome.
It would be.
No, they're going to see. They're gonna,
babies. Okay.
They
for
scare them.
Oh, my God.
Pause it for a second. For all the listeners out there, this is what we're looking at right now. It's a legit event. Like, there's a lot of spectators, and there's two sumo wrestlers.
Wrestling ring.
In a ring, and there's a fucking referee, and both the sumo wrestlers have babies in their arms.
They're holding babies.
And
they're about to face off.
They're
just
about to face off, yeah.
I'm going baby on the right. Baby on the right.
Nah, one on the left's got it.
The left's got the white cat. He's fucking...
He's the face.
I don't know. Baby on the right.
Wait, what happened?
Oh, shit.
The referee is yelling like...
Nikki,
which means cry.
Cry,
so they're not going to fight?
Get those demons
out. I'm so confused.
They're shaking the babies. Oh, this one! The one on the left!
So wait.
Get.
Damn it.
The first...
The first baby who cries and wins, that's an easy competition. Yeah. You just punch the baby in the face and he cries.
We gotta cry.
I hate this clip.
Who won?
It's just a photo opportunity.
Yeah, it's just having your baby up in the fucking spotlight.
I think it's pretty cool, though, in a weird way.
I hate it.
Just the whole concept that it's okay to, like, fuck with your baby until it cries. like, yeah.
Little shaking babies. You should shake your babies.
Yeah, you gotta shake them, like, really hard.
Every baby needs a slight shake.
Isn't that right when they come out of the womb, you just shake them as hard as you can?
No, you're right.
That's healthy for them.
You're right.
No, they've never died from that.
There you go.
Happy birthday to me.
We want them, Darren.
Yeah.
Shaking babies, baby.
Birthday edition.
We're shaking babies, baby.
We do not recommend shaking babies.
No, don't do that.
Don't, unless you have to.
I mean, unless
the
baby needs shaking.
No, that's
not
true at all.
Shake the baby.
Shake your baby.
My God.
Is there ever a good time to shake a baby?
I don't think
no,
so.
You never shake a baby.
Yeah, don't shake babies. Up. Shake martinis. Yeah.
You know you live in a shitty town.
There's
though,
a lot of things in life you can shake. The last one on the list is a baby.
Here's the funniest thing about
that's
this.
A good rule to live by. Yeah.
We get making jokes, dude. No, making jokes all day long. You know I grew up in a shitty town of
where
Haines,
you were
Haines
baby shaking.
Haines City.
No, Polk County. Hear me out. Polk County, Haines City. I grew up in this town. Went to high school in this town. There was a sign on just the edge of town. that
will
basically
shake
don't that said basically don't shake babies.
No,
it's bad for them. Yeah.
No, wait.
Like,
was it like a
it was a billboard?
Sign?
It was a billboard. Like that was like.
Oh
for,
yeah,
by,
that
I
makes
was, like,
sense.
Like,
that, city community.
That's a good billboard though.
Yeah. Don't shake
city,
babies.
Baby shake.
You might not know this. It's bad for them.
You know what's sad is that there's people in our society that don't know that that's not acceptable. Like that won't hurt the baby.
They live in Polk County.
There's you know a majority. There's a section of our population that says I could just shake my baby. They'll be fine.
Yeah, yeah.
They just shake that baby. They don't know.
They get frustrated. Just shake it till it.
Yeah, shake
stops
it until
crying.
It shuts up.
Right. I shook it and it went
idiots.
To sleep.
Man, shake that.
Baby. Yeah,
we got a lot of dummies.
I guess. Guys, it is time we take a little bit of
it
a break.
It is time for break.
I need an epic first half.
It was.
Birthday edition first half.
Fuck your birthday dreams.
Fuck them birthday dreams.
This is a band called Vance. Tom put us on this.
I really dig it.
So enjoy it while we go to break. We'll be back in 10 to 15 minutes.
Fuck
do a
dreams.
Second segment
fuck.
For you.
Fuck
and
your
as
dreams.
Always, fuck your
dreams.
Fuck your
dreams.
Fuck
your dreams.
Fuck.
Welcome back to the Zach Mills birthday extravaganza over here on the second segment of the Oh No Radio Show.
No!
If you want to give us a call, you can do so at 321-332-0186. I'm still the captain of your shit ship, and we are all still here, the forgettable foursome, drinking beers, celebrating Zach's birthday. I want you to enjoy this song for a second, because it's by a band called Hobosexual.
Yay.
That's right, the best name in the business, Hobosexual. Yeah, man. As soon as I heard this, I'm like, Zach's gonna dig this. This is perfect. This is perfect rock and roll for Zach's birthday.
I love it. I dig it.
And
I want that to be my life's fucking soundtrack
in proper form,
and it will be in certain time.
Is.
In certain time, Zach.
When need be.
What we haven't talked about yet, of course, is the fact that Zach may or may not be moving in. Next
door. Are we already dropping that? It's still a long shot, but it will be.
It's
fucking,
still a long shot. We don't know it.
All the world would come together and everything would happen for a reason. That would be it,
dude. I feel like it's happening. I feel like it's going to happen. We're gonna have the Oh No compound in full effect here very soon.
Let's tease it. That's all they need to know. The Oh No compound is in works. The first stage of construction is being had. Look forward to that.
Are you guys now? What I really think you should do is when Zach moves in, blow this wall out, and now we got a way bigger studio.
A double
way
studio.
We need a double studio.
Bro, that's exactly what we do.
Pretty sure that's a load bearing wall, but
we'll take it out.
You can do it.
We got it.
Hey, talking about
we're just gonna put one of those windows in there.
It doesn't
matter. Like
all we gotta do is get Tiki Rich, bro.
We'll take that wall down.
If you guys were listening to the first segment where you heard from my parents, my dad, he did the same thing in my house. took down a low bearing wall, bro, and he'll do it for our studio.
All right, we'll make something.
We'll
happen.
Get Tiki Rich in
Hell's
here.
Yeah, our dude. Landlord will just not have to know about.
Yeah,
any of
he
that.
Won't care.
He doesn't care anyway. So.
No, he doesn't. Love it. He doesn't. I did want to say something, Zach. You've been getting in kind of a, you know, you're kind of in a health kick. You've been working out
very
a lot.
Very much, yeah.
Me, not so much.
not surprising. No offense.
I do not know why this has happened, because I do not typically even really like fast food.
Ooh,
but the last week...
Yeah, you've been eating a lot of fast food? That's so bad,
I've
dude.
Been getting cravings.
What's her fast food?
What kind of cravings?
Yeah. I've been getting Big Mac cravings.
Really?
A Big Mac I can is relate. A fucking fantastic hamburger.
All right.
It's
so
that
you
Thousand
agree?
Island. It's that Thousand
but
Island.
I
is that
what
it
one
is? Yeah, it is. Can I tell you?
Yeah, but that's...
Yeah, really, like, the mistake...
It's not that.
Listen,
but,
listen.
You could put that on your own burger.
You can, and that's the
but
thing.
It's not
but
a Big
see,
Mac.
It, but it's and it's the patties...
It's yes, it's the whole combination.
It's the combination.
It's the recipe.
It's all that, but the thing is the real flavor of it is the Thousand Island dressing. It's a total secret, but put it on your next burger at home. It'll,
you know,
it'll blow your mind,
dude. When I went to when I was in Thailand, they make like Big Macs. Double, like the U.S. just started doing it, where they
Grand
make
the Mac.
Grand
Mac, the big Mac.
That's
ones.
New
yeah.
to the U.S. In Thailand, that's a thing. Like
oh,
you can
fuck.
Get, you can just add on as big as a Big Mac as you want.
The quadruple Mac.
It's
Mountain
just so Mac. American
Mountain
because
Mac.
No Thai is getting that. Like it's only the
they
white
can't
people.
Even put that away, right?
No, they get the fucking little dollar banger. You know, the single.
Has anybody tried the really big Big Mac?
I haven't been to McDonald's, no. and I would.
I've
get,
only
I would say
I've only done
four
the
years.
Little one, and it's cool. It's just like the little fucking grab bag.
Nah, man, I
Big
go
Mac.
With the straight up middle of
the
road Big
the OG.
Mac.
Well,
the
they,
OG.
Have, they have three different.
They've got the Mac, the Big Mac Junior.
Versions.
Yeah,
they've got.
So
the,
what's that one patty?
That's a one patty.
That's not
type,
a Big Mac.
And that's not a Big Mac.
No, that's a hamburger
it's a
with Italian dressing.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's the Mac Junior dog.
Yeah, no, that ain't the same.
No,
that ain't,
so then you got the double. What's the next one?
Yeah, then the next one's the regular Big Mac.
It's the son of Mac.
It's the no. It's that's the in between.
It's the yeah,
regular
it's the
Big
the road,
Mac.
Yeah,
you got two patties.
The
you
regular,
got the
yeah.
you got
the your
the
Big
piece.
Mac. Yeah.
yeah, the regular the piece of bun in between
with
the two
that motherfucking pickle hidden on that thing.
Now with the Grand Mac, now you're getting I think an extra
two
slice of bread and an extra slice of.
So it's three
beef.
Patties.
So it's helping.
It's a three
patty. So it really helps
so
to clog
it,
your arteries along the way.
Yeah. It's so it's a third more than a big
yeah,
Mac.
Yeah. It's basically
it's
yeah.
one more patty.
It's
one
another.
More bun.
It's another tier of
or
Big
one
Mac.
More layer of bun.
Yeah. It's like a club sandwich.
Sorry, I got to tell you, going back to Thailand, I went to I forget. I think it was a KFC. Thailand. Yeah, I think it was a KFC, and everyone knows, you know, fucking fast food workers in America, like they're. The bottom of the barrel, right? Like, I mean, they're just, that's a mean way to put it, but they're just, you're not going to expect good customer service.
Fair
right?
enough, fair.
I went into fucking KFC in Thailand, and it was fucking, it was like right at opening time.
It was like
and
an Apple store.
Dude, they had a huddle, they had a team meeting, and they all got excited, and they did a chant. They did a chant, and
go
they just
team.
Fucking went
go
to
team.
It. Yeah, and they just fucking ran through that kitchen like,
The colonel would be so proud.
I had my grande meal, you know, whatever, the big meal within within seconds. Like it was very interesting.
America needs to be fed.
Yeah. You would never find that here.
Yeah, they probably pay him way more for that job over there too.
I feel
you
like
think? No, I don't think so.
Probably in the structure of how economics work over there, they probably get paid.
Well,
a
that's
more
a good job.
I,
yeah,
yeah, it's probably a good job.
I guess we're getting it wrong. Chat room's correcting
they also have
us.
Better work
the,
ethic.
It, the I think what she's I think what's being said is that the Grand Mac is just like the Big Mac, but it's Whopper size. So they just. They just make it's just like a bigger
it's,
version.
So the circumference
it's
of
all
it,
bullshit.
Yeah, like it's
all
a different
bullshit.
Bun
Fuck
and patty.
McDonald's, dude, you guys don't really eat.
And you know
there,
what the trifecta is to put your fries on that Big Mac? Close that motherfucker up.
There's two,
and then bite it and go on a little dance up to heaven. I'm telling you,
there's two fast food restaurants that I eat, and that's Chick-fil-A and Taco Bell. That's
yeah,
it.
That's pretty
it?
Much my favorite.
That's
yeah.
it.
I have had
like
two
McDonald's.
So
I feel
Bell.
Like I have to take a hot shower after. I feel gross.
No, yeah, I do as
like,
well. But twice,
I feel like I just clogged.
Twice
like,
in
God.
1 week. Twice.
I can feel the clogged arteries.
It's like
twice in 1 week.
In
I've gotten like, Big Macs, fries, chicken nuggets.
Oh my God! You're savage.
And I yeah.
And it, you don't get a pound.
And did you take a 2 foot shit after that?
I did
morning?
Today. Actually,
oh.
I had it was
that's
about
that fast
I,
food
I have
shit.
A shit update
that's
for
that
you,
fast food shit.
Oh, and I do have a shit update for you.
Yeah, you got a shit update?
Because I know last week we talked about, like, dude, I was really proud. My butthole's been so clean.
Oh,
like,
have you gone back on this?
No, like, I, yeah, I was having, like, you know, you guys weren't here for the show, but I've been having a lot of shits where I didn't have to wipe. Like, check, but no wipers.
Clean shits. Clean,
I mean, are you just, shits. Are you rocking fiber? I mean, clean, you staying
shits,
regular?
But, like, the past 3 to 7 shits that I've had, they've been major wipers, bro. Like, yeah, all day. Like,
sloppy,
I'm
wipers.
Like, I'm tired of wiping.
Like, even get
dude.
Some on
like,
your
so
hand style.
Yeah,
like, man,
exactly.
I can't believe how much this is.
Like, I'm going to scrub my hands for 5 minutes.
See, that is the worst
off.
When you get some on your hands.
Come on, we've
I
all gotten
myself,
some on our hands.
Dude, I was so proud of my butthole last show. And then this one, it's just like dirty, dude. I got to fucking wipe all day.
Like almost one where you just want to jump back in the shower and get a hose down.
It makes me so mad that when I'm at home, I'm like, every sheet that I'm like rolling to wipe my ass costs, like, I'm starting to think
you're
about the money.
Ching, ching, ching.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah,
it's
ching,
northern
ching.
Diet.
Yeah.
You got to be economical with toilet paper, man. You ever do the fold over and you get a second pass?
No. I
Come
do
on,
no second
man.
Passes with the fold
There's
over.
Like one I have.
No, no, no.
I
you can do it. You can fold it over and it's perfect. I mean, you just got to save that toilet paper.
Let me ask you this. Do your wives and girlfriends, do they like overuse?
Without a doubt, every woman does.
All consumables in your house they overuse.
Yes.
And do you call, like, not call her out, but like address it?
Like,
because
hey,
it bothers me.
Yeah.
Because I look at everything in my household as money. Like, I look at every cent.
It is. It all costs something.
It is. It all is. And
TP is free flowing in my mind. You got to always have
TP. Is like an exception.
You got to have shit tickets, man.
TP is kind of an exception. Yeah, paper towels.
You don't need to use that all the goddamn time.
Yeah, be smart about paper towels.
I also get pissed off, though, when with a sloppy meal, I'm handed like half a napkin because, like, Teresa will ration the paper towels as napkins, so we, you know, she'll rip one in half.
Well, that's smart.
And then,
yeah,
you know,
that's a good
okay.
Use. I've done
but
that.
If
good,
but
yeah.
If I'm eating chicken wings, I need more than a half of a paper towel.
I need a roll of paper towels.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, do you make your chicken wings at home?
We do. We do.
Okay,
yeah.
Yeah, see, I need to do that more often, but I'm just busy as fuck. But wings are my shit. But my thing is,
oh, the Publix wings too. They're all fat and they're good.
Hideaway all day, dude.
Publix wings. No, like you buy like good chicken from Publix, like the Publix wings, and make them yourself. They're fantastic.
But dude, that's my meal. Like once a week, Hideaway 10 wings, hot garlic.
Hot garlic, baby, that's my jam.
If you don't have to go look at the waitresses, Hideaway is awesome.
I get a small fry on the side and two sides of, or, you know, an extra side of blue cheese. So I got two sides of blue cheese. And that's my meal for the week. You know what I mean? That's my pleasure.
That's your little cheat day. That's your
talking about fitness earlier. What were you talking about?
No. It's fine. We're going to keep on actually talking.
It led to him eating Big Macs.
We're going to keep on talking about fast food because I've got a story for you that I think really ties in quite nicely with of this.
I've been with you a little bit, man. Filet-O-Fish is still like. I don't know why, man. It was a thing back in the day for me, and something about Filet-O-Fish.
Is it taste good or nostalgic for you? Like,
no, it does taste
it's probably
good.
It has its own
weird
Big Mac. The same way has its own thing. It does, but it also kind of does have a nostalgia thing. And I think the pairing of like a McDonald's fry with one of its sandwiches always just works
ignites
together.
It.
It's like
it's the fries
bite
at the
one
end of the day,
fry pile in your face.
The fries
the, oh,
make
they all,
McDonald's.
All
I gotta revisit
together,
McDonald's because I
honestly
had it
it's still shit
just for the
but
fries
it's,
though.
Yeah, well, I've had their breakfast recently and it sucked.
It's awful.
It's terrible food. I'm not saying
and now
it's
they
good.
Do breakfast all day.
There's just for that's some
stupid.
Reason I get the
and
craving
it's always
for
so
it.
Sad when you get it. You just look at it like, look at this sad looking fucking burger.
At least with Taco Bell, I'm like, it's a taco. It can look sad, but it's still going to taste good because it's all the ingredients just thrown.
It's like McDonald's. You just have
tonight.
A way. You just have a way of unwrapping it and being like, I can literally taste the zero fucks the people gave making this.
I want to bring up while we're talking, seriously about fast food. We have to talk about this guy, Anthony Dando of Benwell in the UK. He made a threat after asking Dixie Chicken owner.
Wow.
So Dixie Chicken's like a takeaway chicken joint in the UK, right? Yeah. He asked the Dixie Chicken takeaway manager for a blanket and food for his pet python.
Okay.
A drunk who was threatened to throw who threatened to throw his pet python at a chicken shop manager has been fined £9 and been given community service. Anthony Daldo had walked into Dixie Chicken on Newcastle's West Road to ask staff for a blanket to keep the snake warm. But when the takeaway's manager, Hamzaneen, refused, the 30-year-old became abusive and threatened to smash his head in and throw the reptile at him, a court was told.
Jesus.
While the rest of the staff hid in the back of the shop, Mr. Neen handed two pieces of chicken to Dando in the hope that he would feed the snake, which was wrapped around his wrist, and leave. However, Brazen Dando ate both chicken strips himself and cheekily asked for a drink to wash
what
it down with.
What a douchebag.
Magistrates heard he eventually left the shop after he heard Mr. Neen tell a colleague to call the police.
Don't bring your python into this.
Now Dando has been given an 18-month community service order, fined £9, and pleading guilty to a public order offense and harassment of alarmed and distress. Dando had bought the snake earlier in the day on November 9th, but had been banned from taking it to his mother's house. So he lives with his mom. Mom says, "You can't come home with that snake.
No snakes here, son.
No snakes here." Instead, he'd gone to a nearby bookies where customers stroked the reptile and kept it warm, one of his quotes, before heading to Dixie Chicken.
Gotta stroke it.
Dixie Chicken.
Mr. Neen was on.
And just had a craving for Dixie Chicken.
Mr. Neen was on duty about 4:45 p.m. when the defendant enters the store and approaches the counter. The manager says, "I thought he was going to order food, but he said, 'Can I have a warm blanket for my snake? It's a cold-blooded animal.'" As he did, he noticed a large snake wrapped around the defendant's wrist. The manager said he didn't have a warm blanket, and he said he would have to leave. There was a male customer behind him, clearly scared. The court heard Dando and then shouted, "Here, don't talk to me like that. I will smash your head in and throw that snake at you."
Nice.
So it's a drunk guy that bought a snake.
And in his logic, he thought, "Man, I'm just going to go to a Dixie Chicken. They have blankets.
They have blankets for my snake."
And it's a BOGO. You get that and some chicken for this
fucking
python.
Great. Yeah.
It
was a good
totally
stop
logical
him.
Move, bro.
I thought it was a really good story, man. Apparently, he's pretty sorry for what he did.
He better be.
And the guy, he like really freaked out the guy. But, you know, I mean, hey.
Not as sorry as my asshole.
Oh, apparently after this.
Yeah, after eating that Dixie Chicken.
When he was denied all the blankets for the snake, he walked across the street to a kebab shop where he asked for a box.
And they gave him one.
Where he asked for a box to keep the snake in. And they gave him a to-go box.
That
and he
was
put
nice.
The snake in the to-go
See?
Box.
See? And he got himself a delicious kebab.
Probably got a kebab.
A fucking lamb kebab.
See, Dixie Chicken, you could have just given him a to-go box. Everything would have been fine.
But no.
I guess we'll have to move on then.
Are we still into Eclipse? What are we on?
We're way past Eclipse.
We're way past Eclipse.
Eclipse was the first segment. What you got? Yeah. What you got some products?
Actually, it's whatever you want, Zach, because it's your birthday
show. Yeah, it's like your show, man.
So
what's the next
verses,
thing?
Dude? Verses. I don't even want verses. I just want to hear the pterodactyl.
I
mean, that's like the like, if any listeners out there, I don't even like this show. I like
he
Owen.
Just hangs
I like,
out for the
I
fucking
like the guys
pterodactyl.
Here, but I only am here to hear the pterodactyl.
Give him a birthday dactyl.
It's not very nice of you to say it all.
Birthday dactyl.
Do you want to go early? Do we want to go early with with verses?
I got better
we can do an early verses.
That's about a point five dactyl.
Ladies and gentlemen, just for Zach's birthday.
You gotta do it again.
It's time for verses.
Somebody get Ty a lozenge.
That was the best birthday present I've ever had in my whole life.
That was the pterodactyl scream.
Someone in the chat room just literally typed, "My dog just died."
I'm sorry about your
from
dog.
That sound. From that sound.
Which
but we are not responsible, or we'll be held responsible. Oh my god!
The first pterodactyl in full effect tonight. We do have an interesting round of verses.
Oh,
order
yes.
up, order
what you
up,
got?
Bitches!
What you got,
guys? This week, it has been
birthday
something
edition.
Special in the world of the ladies.
Yeah.
We've had a, what is it, International Women's Day this week.
Okay, Donald like- Trump.
So I figured that we would do a versus, an International Women's
women?
Day versus. It's
all
a women's
ladies.
Versus. All right, we're doing an all ladies themed one tonight.
Yeah, round one, baby.
Round one. And this one already a slobber knocker.
What?
Rosie O'Donnell.
She loses already, okay.
Hit the bell. Hit the bell.
Don't even name the second one.
No, there's definitely a good contender for Rosie O'Donnell.
All right.
And her name is Nancy Grace. Fight begins.
God.
Nancy Grace, who's that? I don't know. I can't picture.
She puts butter on all of it.
Nancy
no,
Grace?
That's Paula Deen.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, I'm Paula Deening. No.
She was a.
Get your white racist ladies together.
A pundit. A racist. A racist pundit. What network was she on?
Who?
Nancy Grace.
She was on, like. I wanted, like, wasn't she on, like, Fox News
was
or?
She on Fox? I think she might have been on Fox.
Right, she basically looked like the most shrill woman in the world. If you could describe
and who was her
in your mind?
She looks like every mom that goes in to complain at a manager at a restaurant of all time.
Yeah,
that's what she looks like. There's something wrong with her food.
Yeah, she is abominable.
Man
versus Rosie O'Donnell.
Okay, well, Rosie honestly, wins. The unfortunate current POTUS has pretty much declared war on Rosie O'Donnell, so she's got that against her.
I feel okay. I know that
Rosie's
Nancy,
a bruiser.
She was in a league of their own. She can swing.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Rosie. She just is. As much as I hate her, she seems hard.
Yeah,
like,
but
she,
I think Nancy Grace has, like, Medusa eyes. Like, she'd look at you and she'd chill you to the frozen...
I'm a little scared of Nancy Grace. I would
Grace.
Honestly, in this fight...
What?
I'm calling Nancy.
Rosie.
I'm calling Nancy.
Right,
I'm calling Nancy.
Rosie?
You say Nancy?
I'm saying Nancy in this one.
Am I the tiebreaker?
So we got two Rosies?
Rosie.
Two Rosies and a Nancy.
Crying in versus...
Wait. Oh, man.
Rosie wins.
I don't know, man. Rosie, go.
Yes.
Fuck.
Yes.
All right.
Fuck it. Give it to
Rosie. First round goes to Rosie in this week's edition of
Everybody
Versus.
Everybody needs to come back.
Rosie's getting sexier.
Dude.
Yeah, she's really growing.
You're getting blinder and poofier.
What you got? Round two.
Round two.
Versus.
Round two is going to step a little bit into the more criminal affairs of our recent female.
Well,
yeah, well, all female.
It's
going to
get deep.
Yeah, these are
is this prison
notorious
Casey.
Female
it's Casey. It's Casey.
Criminals.
Yeah.
Tonight we have Casey Anthony in the red corner.
Versus. God.
Facing off against Lorena Bobbitt.
Oh, man.
Now, if you don't know who Lorena Bobbitt
is,
she was the guy that cut her husband's dick off.
That was a mad 90s thing,
really,
wasn't it?
This is really morbid. I don't like this fight at all.
Well, you got a baby killer and a dick cutter.
Baby killer versus dick cutter.
I already know my answer. As fucked up as it is to cut a dick off, it's not near, even close to killing a baby.
Yeah.
So... out of fucking pure respect,
and
the dick cutter wins.
No, and I'll
fuck
be
Casey Anthony.
But I'll be honest
Anthony,
with you.
She should have already been dead.
But already, you see, what's going to happen is Casey Anthony's just going to have her dad kill the other lady. So.
Oh, Crazy George, man. You gotta factor
like
in Crazy
she's
George.
She's got Crazy Killer Dad.
I don't give a fuck about
in
nobody,
the wings,
dude.
Man.
I partied with her once.
Casey Anthony right here. She's cray. She's crazy.
She's got the crazy.
She's crazy
I'm
from Florida.
Be very disappointed.
Florida represent.
Morality, dude. Think of
Florida.
Come on, dude.
Think of
this isn't about morality. This is a fight to the death.
This is versus, bro.
I have to stick to my morality, dude.
I can't really remember what Lorena Bobbitt really looked like.
She was
twiggy, right? She wasn't like
she's
a big girl.
Pretty twiggy.
You guys
pretty
are
pretty twiggy.
You guys,
she had like 90s hair.
Yeah. Very mall hair.
You guys are fucking me up because Casey Anthony obviously is a schemer.
Fucking
if she got away with that, If Casey Anthony got away with that, she can murder somebody else.
That's what I'm saying. So she's invincible.
She would win, but it's disappointing. I gotta go, Casey. Fuck. Yeah,
all right. She can kill the law. She can kill her own kid.
I like the logic. They won me over.
But at the same time, this is her second time having to. If we're talking real shit, she'll have to go up against the law again. She's gonna lose this time. The other girl's fresh. She's, you know
she's probably
I mean?
Cut a couple dicks off since her husband.
And people want to see Casey Anthony dead. The other girl would win.
Bobbit wins!
Yeah, you calling it?
It's a Bobbit.
Where's
it's
that
a
knife
Bobbit.
Sound effect?
It's a Bobbit.
It's a Bobbit.
All right.
It's a Bobbit.
Now we move on a little further down the lineup here. And I think we go with a little bit more of the attractive but 90s side of things.
Well, you kind of went 90s there.
All right. Well, we're sticking with the 90s and going with Pamela Anderson. Lee. She's not Lee.
No,
anymore.
She was Lee in the 90s.
She's
so.
Pam Anderson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With
versus
her tits.
Jenny McCarthy.
Oh.
Okay. Well, the first thing is Pamela Anderson will just call 90s Pamela Anderson Lee will just summon Tommy Lee's giant dick.
Yeah.
And it'll literally be like a
it'll
Voltron
drive in from a boat
and she'll just fucking take that other bitch
Pamela's
out.
Pamela's way harder. We all know that. Like Pamela's got some grit.
Her tits
she's got
stand,
that Hep C.
So erect that they're like
she's got that Hep C.
Pamela doesn't give a fuck. Yeah. Like at the end
they're
of the day,
just gonna shoot out.
She's hard. Pamela's hard. We can agree on that. Like,
Jenny had that singled out crowd though.
No, right. Jenny's weak, dude.
If anything, Jenny McCarthy would just give her all the HPV and STDs Jim Carrey gave her to Pamela Anderson.
And then convince Pamela Anderson's kids not to get vaccinated.
That's
and
only offense.
I'm going with Pamela Anderson.
Pam and
she would have
Pammy. It's Pammy.
Definitely.
It's definitely Pam. All right. All right.
I still want
to love Pam.
But still kind of want
to Pam. But if Versus was based on who you jerked off to more, that could be
Jenny
a dead
McCarthy
heat.
No, I would go Pam. That's still Pam.
This I don't know. Jenny McCarthy looked pretty fucking hot back in the 90s.
Yeah,
man.
She did. It's still Pam, though.
This, titties?
This last one,
is this the final
main
bout?
Event, main event for the evening is going to focus on the up and coming females.
So
the
jailbait
right?
fight.
This is the new kids. And Ty, you have a bit of a vested interest in this one from the get-go.
The girl
What's
from
happening?
Stranger Things
What's
versus
I love it.
Guys, tonight we are going with one of Ty's Deathpool picks.
Ooh.
Honey Boo Boo.
Oh, I hope she
versus
dies.
Cash Me Outside, girl.
Honey Boo Boo will fucking wreck her, dude. Cash Me Outside, she's a fucking joke, dude.
Yeah, I would just pay to watch her get popped in the mouth.
Honey Boo Boo, her buck teeth would just, she would just bite her in the neck and she'd be done. Like, just hit that fucking.
Her mama would throw some sketty on Cash Me Outside, girl. Honey Boo Boo would just incinerate her like a beaver.
No! No.
See, Ty's got a vested interest. He's like, what do you think? You think Cash Me Outside, girl?
I don't think Cash Me Outside, girl.
He just wants
I kill you outside.
He wants Boo Boo to die because that's his.
Damn right.
I'm going with boobs.
He needs her
Boo
to
boo.
Die.
Boo, boo,
no.
Boo, boo,
no.
Boo, boo, boo.
I hate Cash Me Outside, girl, too, but.
Boo-boo.
I gotta stick with it just because. Honey Boo Boo, I
give it
Boo Boo.
I think the world would be better without
get
you.
It.
Honey Boo Boo,
damn it.
Get it, child.
Guys,
boo-boo.
That was Versus. That was versus.
Magical.
Hey, that's how you know much we feel you know for the female community. We want you to feel included. We want you to, you know.
That was a wonderful tribute to International Women's Day.
It's what we do for Women's Day.
Yeah, Women's Day.
Baby.
Don't say that we don't care about you.
We're
underrepresented.
We give you a whole segment.
Give you a whole fucking thing.
And we you know.
We celebrate you.
We love the women's.
Yeah.
All the women's.
Every day, all day.
All the women.
Except for the
I do cool. like I do like the fact that Ty was just still holding on to the hope that
that Boo Boo might die.
That Boo Boo might die.
That's my golden ticket, baby.
Listen, unfortunately, the only thing she's going to get in a few years is onset diabetes.
Yeah, you know if she doesn't
and then
it.
Ty, she just becomes closer to you.
It's true. What's What is weird about that is they're probably about the same age. Like, there's only
Cash
probably
outside
like,
and
yeah,
Boo-Boo?
There's probably only like a year or so in between them, right?
Boo Boo's way younger, but she's way older.
Did you
her
see
body's way older.
All that weird shit that came out, and it kind of went away, but it was like this weird, almost Black Mirror shit with the Cash Me Outside girl.
Where she's like throwing around her money?
No, it was this weird video that like I saw it on a couple sites, and it was just like it was this shit that got posted on her site, and it was
oh
like
she
a
got
voice.
Hacked. No, her Instagram I think got hacked. Yeah, I heard about hacked. That,
but it was this crazy like Black Mirror shit where this thing was.
I didn't watch any
was,
of
like,
it. But
it will start tomorrow,
bro,
and
you
we
know,
will release.
You,
and I don't know what happened.
You
I
guys
didn't follow up.
You guys understand that girl's making $30 in a or it, 30,
30,
grand,
thousand.
Yeah. 30 grand.
Oh, she's
in,
making mad dough
for being a horrible child and horrible to her mother.
And then appearance.
But that's what those videos said, and I don't think anything happened after that. So way to go, fucking you know.
I think it's
hacker.
I think it's one of these groups. It's like an anonymous type thing that's basically just trying to prove like, hey, look at the.
And can I be honest? What if she was in on it too?
Vapid,
just more fame for her.
That's true too. Like she got paid to do it, and like that could have easily been the case. I don't know. All I know is that. We're sending the wrong message, obviously, to like
she's
a younger 13 generation.
Fucking years old, guys. Like, it's creepy to just like I don't know. It's a
and
super
that's
creepy
just
thing.
Like the, it's so much exploitation, man.
It is perfect
no, it
exploitation.
Scary.
It
and,
is,
and it's only going to increase.
It's
going to
get worse.
All the whole media industry is just going to continue to expand.
We live in a fucking circus.
It's
going right
to continue to expand. It's
birthday dreams, baby.
Let's get real on the Ono Radio Show.
We don't we don't make guys like this anymore while we're on the topic of people being vapid, awful human beings.
Yeah.
Francis Wharton.
Oh, yeah.
Francis Wharton.
He was an inventor and hunter who lived in the woods in Little Fort, British Columbia in the 60s. This guy was one of these hermits, right? Lives in the woods.
Lone wolf.
Lone wolf out in there. Mountain man, you know, like
dude,
doing his own
thing. Real man, dude.
He was
like
the OG Bush people.
So here's his story. And you'll see his pictures. Notice how his teeth are kind of fucked up?
Yeah.
I mean, they are not the best looking teeth.
Of course they are. Because
of course they are.
Out by himself. He ain't going to a fucking
He doesn't get
dentist.
No fucking, you know, fluoride treatment.
Yeah.
Well, it's a little bit more in depth than that. It's like teeth all like rotted out of his head. And he didn't, because he didn't have any dental care. And like he's getting older.
And this is in the 1960s.
So he decides to like pull all his teeth out. And now he needs a pair of dentures. So. Nevertheless, Wharton, a resourceful hunter and inventor who lived near Little Fort, B.C. in the 1950s and 60s, shot a deer and used its teeth to make dentures for himself.
Man, homeboy had
dentures.
Deer teeth.
Deer teeth, man.
Yeah.
That's
he
rad.
Killed the deer.
That's rad.
Made teeth
That's
out of
badass.
The made teeth out of the deer's teeth.
All I bet right. deer oh, got some
then
pretty,
turned
pretty
around
teeth.
And ate the deer. With those teeth.
Oh, that's baller.
that
is so, yeah, that's so
yeah,
metal.
This is my boy right here. What's his name?
His name is Francis Wharton.
All right, Francis Wharton, I fucking cheers to you, sir. You are a real
legend.
Man.
He made a nice little set of teeth for a full upper denture, said Kathy Cartute, a collections manager at the Museum of Healthcare in Kingston, which now has Wharton's teeth on display.
Whoa.
I think he was just an unusual man. He was proud of his ingenuity and didn't need to go pay for dentures like everybody else. Wharton's teeth were made of filed down deer's teeth, put into a base of plastic wood, and held into place with household cement.
So he made his teeth.
Yeah.
He made his dentures
that
himself.
That is some resourceful shit.
He has cement
And then cemented them into his mouth.
So they were stuck.
Yeah, they were stuck in his mouth. He cemented them into his mouth.
That's hardcore.
A contemporary magazine about him reported the use of teeth for at least 3 years, despite Corker despising them as loose, dark, and dirty. He basically made
pretty
these,
good, actually.
He made his own goddamn dentures in the middle of the woods and out of deer's teeth.
I wonder if that's a merit badge.
That's something else, dude.
That's badass.
Yeah.
I salute this dude.
This guy also is fascinating because
where is he from? He was Canadian?
Yeah, he was Canadian, British Columbia.
Sounds like a Canadian thing.
He was nicknamed the Backwoods Wizard fairly known eccentric in the interior in those days. According to a 1960 issue of Guns magazine, Wharton, he, I guess they like interviewed him at some point. Wharton survived a bear attack by scaring off an animal like a bear with a shot from a .22 caliber rifle. The bear still managed to swipe at him with his claws. The experience inspired him to design his own guns and bullets that were massive handheld cannons to fight off any angry animals it came across. And fight them off, he did. Guns reported that Wharton, in one case, killed 8 bears in revenge one killed his pet ram.
He killed eight bears.
That's a lot of bears.
He killed 8 bears.
Wait, hold on.
Ate them with his deer teeth.
This wasn't like one attack. Like, it was over a period of time.
He was pissed off at the bears because they fucked up his pet ram. So he went and killed 8 bears and then ate them all with his deer teeth.
That is some vengeful shit.
That's they don't make them. They don't make them like that anymore, right?
He like literally had a vendetta against 8 bears.
8 bears is no joke, dude.
Destroyed those bears.
And imagine he ate them all with his deer teeth.
Yeah,
I want to make a movie called Deer Teeth. This could be a movie about that guy. All right, note to self, POC. That's gonna happen.
I'm gonna have one more little story for you here tonight, and then we can just kind of ramble off into the night. But did you know that there is a group out there called the Hand Angels?
The Hand Angels?
I can only imagine what they do.
What do the Hand Angels do?
The Hand Angels for our disabled friends.
Yeah. I've heard of the
poor
of the
guys
service,
that have no ability to, they have no arms a lot of times. A lot of times they're vets or they're disabled. They have no ability to get themselves off. So
those people are the real heroes, those Hand Angels.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
The Hand Angels.
I dig it already, dude.
Are people that help these people with their sexual needs. And
yeah, they're people too.
It's all just it is just hands. It's not like mouths or actual sex, but they jack people off.
So let's break down that scenario. What are they sitting watching
porn?
Quick
question though. Is it only handicapped? Because I heard the military thing. Is it veterans or
is it only handicapped?
Where do you think this exists, by the way? What country?
Oh, so in America?
It's not in America. This is not an American service.
Oh, Japan. Oh. Japan's in the
close.
Hand jobs.
You're close.
China?
Taiwan.
Close.
South Korea.
It's Taiwan.
Taiwan.
It's Taiwan. So it's Taiwan, China, technically. It's Republic of China.
Fuck it then.
They have a program.
The U.S. should
be
instituting that.
For the disabled in their healthcare system. It's government sponsored, and you think about how crazy the fucking Chinese are. The government,
so the disabled can join the military.
It's amazing. No.
Are you saying after they're out of the military?
I'm not saying it's anything
to
do with the military.
It's basically like your health.
I think
insurance
they help
covers
war
a,
vets
a,
as well if they're disabled. But basically, they have a program to jerk disabled people off, regardless of their situation,
right. And it's part of your premium
to give them release.
Right
now. That is actually one of the most like sensitive things. Obviously, that's probably weird for all parties involved.
Oh
but,
yeah,
but you got to think like for a guy that is is literally incapable.
Oh sure,
of pleasuring himself.
Yeah,
this is one of the most humanitarian things.
Yeah.
On planet Earth,
sexual
and it comes
needs
from
are
like
very
China.
Serious.
You know, that the Chinese have
come
in.
Listen, when you're backed up, you can't imagine that backup.
Everybody
imagine
needs
it.
The sex.
Poof.
Do you
think... No poof. There is no poof there. It is, it's basically like popping a giant zit.
Let me ask you this. If you were, heaven forbid, like wheelchair bound, you lost your arms, right?
You're just hard to imagine, dude. But you're talking real shit.
I know,
right now.
But you can still feel your dick,
right? I would just lay down on things and humble.
I was going to ask you that. Do you think there's a way that you could still get off?
You can
or
rub
like,
your weenie on stuff.
Yeah, you're probably right. I did it as a kid.
Yeah, exactly. Kids,
that's how
start,
I got
listen,
off. The first
kids
time
start,
I jacked off.
Kids start fucking furniture fucking at very young ages.
I was a floor humper. Always a floor.
My cousin was weird. She was my girl cousin. She would just like rub her crotch all over furniture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In front of
like
you?
Arms of it. Arms of it.
Blind. And, yes. I mean, but as a kid, you're just like, you don't ever like.
So she
you
was like young doing this?
Yeah, really
what
young.
Did you
she
think
was
at
like,
the time, you're like,
yeah, I don't know. I just remember seeing her a couple times doing it.
Did you understand that it was sexual
no,
at the time?
Never.
No,
never. You
yeah.
don't ever look at it like that. You're too busy. You're too busy playing with toys and shit.
Yeah. You don't really. You don't. It doesn't
Damn.
Click. It
but there's some carnal thing where this kid's over there like, God, yeah. Oh, yeah, that feels good. You know, you're a kid. You know, but. It's just, I don't know. I don't know if that if you grow up being a furniture fucker, do you grow up to being something different because you banged furniture?
I have no idea. I don't think you
Are
do.
You a hand angel because of that?
It definitely shapes something in your life.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just kind of surprised that that type of thing doesn't really exist.
I never fucked a couch. I've never, like, I would never fucked furniture.
You never fucked the floor? Like
floor,
when you were
like
a kid?
How do you fuck a floor?
I know. What did you have a hole
just,
in the floor?
No, you just kind of like, you rub.
No, what, no,
I
don't.
Used to stick my hand like, in my down my pants, have my dick, like not, when I got an erection, kind of near my leg, and then kind of use the floor as friction with my hand.
What's funny is he's talking about yesterday right
yeah.
now.
I remember it vividly.
He was doing it. It's this pre-show ritual before we get here.
He's but yeah, as a kid, right I mean, now. As a kid, you're just you do figure it out. You're like, yeah, oh yeah, that's what that does. But some kids figure it out, I think, at different ages too.
Do you think if you had,
if you had
the complete inability to move, but you still had the ability for your like
no
dick
arms,
to have feeling,
no,
no arms, no legs, no ability to move, you can't rub on anything.
How
right?
would I get off?
How do you get off? Do you think eventually? Like it would just happen?
Yeah,
like, do
you
think it would just
get
pop?
Your,
do you think?
But you're not stimulating it.
Yeah.
That would do nothing for me.
No, well, maybe not now, but like,
I'm 15.
I'm just saying.
I would MacGyver some weird shit with a straw. I mean, I would just figure something.
Straw.
Well, I'm saying something would have to be on the end of the straw, but you know, get clever. You know, I mean, MacGyver MacGyver some kind of paraplegic jerk off device.
Hey, you think though, like without even like any stimulation, like touching your dick at all, like if you were like watching at that point, like pornos in front of you, like
I'd be like,
getting
pick
your
me up,
brain
put me
going,
on the couch.
Like, do you think without any touch at all,
lay me face down on the couch?
You could come. No, yeah.
No, I
didn't
stimulate it.
No matter, no, not once.
But let me
life,
ask
dude.
You. So Earth, that what it, I was going to call them Earth angels, but hand angels,
hand angels.
Like, so they basically hand just like angels. I'm sure there's probably etiquette. They roll in there and just what it must be like a fucking sperm bank. Put on a porn, sit there, not look at their dick.
It's got to be a very helpful.
Check
like,
their Facebook as they're
yeah,
stroking
like,
some fucking
paraplegic. It's like some like 80-year-old grandma too. That's just
you know,
like,
it would be
like,
even funnier is if the paraplegic was just like, "Could you maybe not go as fast?" And that's yeah,
can you slow it down?
Right?
A little
He's
bit.
All really perspicacious. Yeah, you know, particular.
Very particular about it. He's like. Yeah, I know you used that one lube last time, but if you could get this brand, like it'd be a lot. Like I just, you know,
this is gonna be weird. But could you spit on it and tell
yeah.
me you hate it?
Yeah.
Thank you.
You don't even have to spit on it. Just kind of like lightly blow on the tip of my dick.
There
just,
you go. Yeah.
Yeah. That's it. It gets
freaky.
You.
It's like
I mean, I'm sure they're wearing
hand,
some kind
dude.
Of glove. I would only hope.
Yeah.
Or they're putting some hand sandy on.
Last little story of the night, and I think we're going to get out of here.
How do you top that?
Yeah, what you got?
Did you know that Michigan is the only state that allows police officers to have sex with their prostitutes
only
during
Michigan.
Investigations? Yes, apparently Hell. Michigan is still – they're going through the process now where they're sort of like ratifying their laws. And trying
deep
to make
cover.
Yeah. But when they're in
Getting
deep cover,
real deep.
They yeah. in the past they've gotten away with it tons of times
oh
in court
God.
Where they've paid prostitutes, ended up fucking them as part of the investigations
wow.
to get to the deep. And only now is there finally being a law introduced. And it's being shot down, by the way. The police department's like, no. Hang
no,
on here.
We're getting great Jeez. Intel here.
Yeah, this is really working out.
We're
us.
Getting
like,
great
yeah.
HPV and intel here.
So yeah, did you know that? I didn't know that. That's something I learned no this clue, week. Well.
Good job, Michigan.
Yeah.
And then, like, every cop that's a scumbag that has a wife and fucks a prostitute is like, listen, this is part of my job, honey, all right?
Hawaii was the way, I guess, a couple years ago. Hawaii was the same way. They kind of like reined that whole thing in.
I don't know how them Hawaii prostitutes are, though.
Oh, they're all on ice. Everybody who's watched Dog the Bounty Hunter knows that. Like, they're all iced out. And they all,
they all look like Dog the Bounty Hunter's wife, probably,
or just Dog the Bounty Hunter.
They look like Dog.
They actually look closer to Dog the Bounty Hunter than they do his wife, which is
you want the lights on or off?
On that note, I do think it is time that we wrap up another
some crazy news there to end.
Amazing!
This is a very fun show.
Edition
and it's your birthday, bro.
Thank you all for being here. The fucking forgettable foursome in house tonight.
Yeah, I was so glad it could be a birthday show. We rarely have birthday shows. Great to be back, bro.
It's been a lot of fun. I think we've got a good thing going here. Hey. Like I always say, guys out there, we haven't asked for you to do this in a while, but please, it means a lot to us if you can go on iTunes and subscribe to our show.
Oh, fuck yeah.
That's like a huge thing. Anytime we get any new subscribers on iTunes, that's huge. If you if you're an Android listener, please use Podcast Addict and add our RSS feed. Get that in there. It's really easy to find. If you need help doing it, honestly, just join our Facebook group and ask us. I'll help you in that process if you need it. Honestly, facebook.com/group/show-no-radio-show. Get in there. Have some fun with us. We're fucking around. That group's actually been a lot more active lately.
It's been a lot of fun. We got a lot of good-hearted people in there. A lot of fun stuff goes on.
And you got the email, too, for them to reach you at, right?
Yeah, you can obviously always hit me at owen@onoradioshow.com or show@onoradioshow.com. Hit me up on those. Hit us up on onoradioshow.com and just do like a little donation. How about that? You know, type in a little money thing.
A little bit of money.
We got that PayPal thing. It really helps us out. On that note, though, for all of us here, this has been another excellent edition of the Ono Radio Show.
Yeah, baby.
My name's Owen. There's Tom over there.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us again.
Always a pleasure.
Yay.
Ty, sorry, hey, whatever your name is.
I'm Ty.
You've been...
my name's Zach.
Yeah, I know it is.
It's your birthday, baby.
You're... you going to be here next week, Ty?
Pretty sure.
Yeah. Puke count.
How's the puke count taste?
Relatively good. I had one.
It's all right.
Cheers to that puke count.
Yeah.
And one more time for Zach. Happy birthday.
Happy damn birthday.
Happy birthday.
Cheers.
Love
See
you all
next week,
so
I'm
much.
Sure.
What a blast.
What do we say when we get out of here, boys?
Eat a bag of dicks.
Enjoy some more Vant. We're out of here for the night.
Fuck yeah.